Lesson 88. Trap. 6 men have been trapped in a mine for 17 hours. Trapped in a cave. Due to the heavy snow, they were trapped in the house in the mountain. Surface. If they are not brought to the surface soon, they may lose their lives. The surface of the road on a rainy day is very slippery. Many problems came to the surface. Explosive. If explosives are used, vibrations will cause the roof of the mine to collapse. Bell invented the explosive. He is a brilliant explosives expert. Vibration. The earthquake sent the vibration to a village 100 miles away. The vibrations of the earthquake lasted 2 days. Collapse. The bridge suddenly collapsed. The house collapsed and 5 people were buried under the ruin. Drill. Rescue workers are therefore drilling a hole on the north side of the mine. The workers were drilling holes on a road. Capsule. They intend to bring the men up in a special capsule. The capsule was tightly sealed. Gas cannot escape from the capsule. Layer. If there had not been a hard layer of rock beneath the soil, they would have completed the job in a few hours. The furniture was covered with a fine layer of dust. They only painted the first layer of paint. Beneath. What is beneath the soil? The shelf finally collapsed beneath the weight of the books on it. Lower. Meanwhile, a microphone, which was lowered into the mine 2 hours ago, has enabled the men to keep in touch with their closest relatives. She lowered her head under his gaze. The prices of several goods were lowered. Progress. They have been told that rescue operations are progressing smoothly. The peace talks progressed well. The economic cooperation progressed remarkably. Smoothly. The project did not go smoothly. Everything went on smoothly. Lesson 89. Slip. A slip of the tongue. That was a slip of the pen. A slip of the tongue at the conference resulted in a big loss. Comedy. When news got round that a comedy show would be presented at our local cinema by the P&U Birdseed Company, we all rushed to see it. Some of Shakespeare's comedies end with a marriage. I prefer comedy to tragedy. Present. A new play is going to be presented in the Global Theatre for weeks on end. Everyone is required to be present at the lecture. Queue. We had to queue for hours to get in. And there must have been several hundred people present just before the show began. A large crowd of fans are queuing up for the pop star's autograph. They queued patiently to get into the auditorium. Dull. Unfortunately, the show was one of the dullest we have ever seen. The lecture was so dull that many students dozed off. Many people left the party before it ended because it was very dull. Artist. Those who failed to get in need not have felt disappointed, as many of the artists who should have appeared did not come. He is a famous artist in Peking Opera. The performances given by the elderly artists won great applause. Advertiser. The only funny things we heard that evening came from the advertiser at the beginning of the program. The advertiser has a gentle voice and a radiant smile. She worked as an advertiser after her graduation. Lesson 90. Chip. Fish and chips has always been a favourite dish in Britain. Chips are his favourite snack. He usually ordered a glass of Coca-Cola, a hamburger and chips for lunch. Overfish. As the oceans have been overfished, fish has become more and more expensive. Overfishing has destroyed the ecological balance. Many sea creatures are at the edge of extinction because of overfishing. Giant. So, it comes as a surprise to learn that giant fish are terrifying the divers on North Sea oil rigs. He took giant strides forward. When you pass Tiananmen Square, you can see a giant picture of Chairman Mao. Terrify. The figure in the dark terrified her out of her wits. The robber's threats terrified the old granny into handing over her purse. Diver. Five divers descended daily to look for the remains of the ship. As a diver, he worked several hours a day under the water. Oil rig. Oil rigs have to be repaired frequently, and divers who often have to work in darkness 100 feet underwater have been frightened out of their wits by giant fish bumping into them as they work. The oil rigs are maintained once a month. China has imported some oil rigs. Wit. Jim is a boy with quick wits. She is at her wit's end under the situation. Cage. Now they have had special cages made to protect them from these monsters. She is like a bird in the cage. Animals do not live in cages in the nature reserve. Shark. The fish are not sharks or killer whales, but favourite eating varieties like cod and skate, which grow to unnatural sizes, sometimes as much as 12 feet in length. Sharks are regarded as killers in the ocean. A shark attack caused a great panic among the visitors at the seaside. Whale. Some whales are very friendly to human beings. It was reported that a school of whales had committed suicide at the seashore. Variety. The supermarket sells watermelon and other fresh varieties in season. Cod. Cod is my favorite fish. What does cod feed on? Skate. He is good at cooking skate. Guests praised the chef for the wonderful skate he cooked. Factor. Three factors have caused these fish to grow so large. There are three factors contributing to his success. We should take all these factors into consideration. Crew. The plentiful supply of food thrown overboard by the crews on the rigs. All 108 passengers and crew members died in the crash. The crew had a narrow escape in the big storm.